Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tyler Kennedy.
It is the Pomp and Joe Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, but no Pomp or Joe. Pomp is in Dublin. I believe he landed earlier this morning. He went over there with us and also with KDKA-TV. Adam Crowley is over there as well as part of 93.7 The Fan. Joe is in Buffalo today. We hope that he is back tomorrow for a Football Friday. It's Donnie Football with you this morning from now until 2 p.m. Our guy Austin Bechtold is to my right, behind the glass. Apparently the morning show doesn't like using the term behind the glass. Austin,
really?
Did you hear that discussion?
No, but I wonder why that is, because it's literally behind a bunch of glass, two layers of glass.
Yeah, it had something to do with, like, he didn't feel as involved in the show or...
Well, we are in separate rooms, yes.
Yeah.
But we're probably, like, I don't know, 20 feet from each other?
Yeah, probably not even that. And Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin Stanley Cup champion, is in studio with us from now until 11. We also have Chris Hoke from 11 until noon. We'll get into a couple of Steelers conversations later on in the show. Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette will join us a little bit after noon, right before the Pirates and Reds begin the final game of their series, and Jeff Hathorn will join us at 1:30. So that is Off the Top, which is presented by JP Roofing and Siding, and that was a little rundown of what is happening on today's show. Tyler, I've never gotten the chance to do this. We've only really interacted over the little video chat. We've interacted over the phone. We've seen each other at events here and there. But this is my first chance to actually have a one-on-one. You're just across the room from me for the next hour, so this will be fun for me. The Penguins also have given us some cool stuff to talk about, too, before the regular season begins midway through next month. We are into the preseason, and they are doing what has to be one of the coolest, I guess, marketing moves. One of the coolest things that we've seen an NHL team do in a long time. Marc-Andre Fleury coming back. He signed a tryout deal so he could play in a preseason game. He's going to play a little bit on Saturday night. I know you're going to be in the building. You told the guys that yesterday. Have you noticed any other team around the league ever do something like this?
No, I think this is the first time, I think, ever in preseason NHL hockey that you're going to get a sellout. Like, that's unbelievable. And whoever in the administration of the Penguins that spoke up and said, you know what, let's get Flower back and let's let him play a period. And Flower is probably all for it. You know, that's like, if they asked me to play for a period, I'd be like, yep, let's do this. You know, but what a marketing, like, genius, whoever this is, but it's going to be exciting. I think he meant so much to the city. He's, you know, the one thing that carries Marc-Andre Fleury around wherever he goes is how good of a guy he is. You know, obviously he's an unbelievable goalie, but how he treats people, how he is, like just going to the rink every day was like a joy because he had always had that big smile. He always made it fun. He was always, you know, playing pranks, doing this and that. Like he was a guy that you enjoyed seeing at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I know that he announced his retirement before he physically retired, like it was you know, near the end of last season. Do you think anybody in the Penguins front office had the idea of, hey, should we see if this guy wants to do one more year? I mean, because this is basically the last go-around as we see it. Do you think there was any discussion like that? Do you think they reached out to him at all about playing a real season?
I think so. I think they probably reached out and like, especially now with the young core of goalies, maybe not that young, but like just having a mentor, I think means so much for players, especially goalies, because they go through so much. Like they're the last defense before they score. Their seasons are always up and down. And Marc-Andre Fleury had an unbelievable career, but he had some ups and downs, right? Let's be honest. Like every goalie does, every player does. And I think even with, when you think of the situation with Jarry, him hearing what Marc-Andre Fleury can say and tell him what to do and how to block it out and all that, I think would be huge. But I think Mark's obviously at a time in his career that, you know, he's got to have some aches and pains. Like there's no way you're doing the splits for 20 years and doing all that crazy stuff and not having some lagging injuries. But is he going to be a part of, you know, the development of the Pittsburgh Penguins or part of the staff in some capacity? I would think they had hoped to bring him back, but I know he's very close with Billy Guerin. He loved Minnesota and Billy took care of him, you know, bring him in. They had a great relationship. He knew exactly what he was getting when he brought him in. So I think he's probably a little bit more, let's say,
he's like more prone to go to Minnesota.
Yeah, just because of Billy. And I think Billy would understand more what Marc-Andre Fleury brings off ice in his presence than maybe Kyle Dubas.
I mean, and you had a close relationship with Billy Guerin. Like I can remember I was only 13 or 14 for that 09 Cup run. And you guys felt like a big brother, little brother.
Oh yeah.
Deal. You and Billy G. And I mean, and now he's gone to do so much in the management side of hockey.
Yeah, it's, again, he came in and some guys come in and they tiptoe around the room, right? They come in, it's like going into a new classroom in school or at work. You know, you're still trying to feel where you fit in. And then there's certain guys that come into a room and they are who they are and they don't care. You know, they just feel very comfortable with themselves. And Billy came in and he was busting chops as soon as he came in and he made himself very comfortable, very welcomed right away. But we needed that because there was so much pressure on us to do well because we had so much talent at the younger age with Sid, Gino, Malkin, right? They felt like those guys needed to win to get to a certain status. And when Billy G came in, he was like the first guy that would like, you know, go after Sid or like just tell Sid, hey, no, you need to do this. You know, not many guys would do that to Sid because he was Sidney Crosby. But Billy G, Hal Gill, all the guys we brought in, Chris Coons, they were okay talking to Sid and letting them know, hey, this is what we kind of need to do. You know what I mean? Because no one really did. And when Billy G came in, it was phenomenal. Like, his jokes, all that stuff was great. Like, he would always say, he said he got this on Long Island. So you're allowed to say anything you wanted to a teammate as long as you said buds after. Like, buds. Like, he would be like, TK, you were the worst guy at practice. Buds? You know? And it was okay because it was coming from a good place if you said buds. And, like, it kind of caught on with the team. And it was like, hey, you're not a good, you know, you're not a good shooter. You got to chip the puck in, buds. And it was cool because like you could say whatever and I'd be like, Billy G, you're an old man, you suck, you know. And then he'd just say, as long as you said buds, he'd be like, oh well, this is what I think too, you know. But he just brought a different mentality to the rink, a more relaxed mentality, a guy that's been there, a guy that knew what the pressures felt like and how to keep the guys on course. Because during those times during those playoffs in the dressing room, it was such a pressure filled environment because we were so good, because we had the young guys, but everyone expected so much. So when we did have those older guys, it just brought more of a calmness to like the dressing room, to the whole team. The whole mannerism of our team changed when they bring those guys in. And there's a lot of guys, even Pascal Boudoupuy. He was another guy that was been around the league a long time, came in, and like he just made it fun to be there. Like he would have this, it was like this stripper dance. It was unbelievable. So all the boys would sit in a room, and he would do, he'd put on the music and he'd walk around and he'd do this like fun little like, you know, stripper dance. And the boys would howl, and it was, again, it was fun coming to the rink. We had so, I had by far the most fun when I was on those teams. And again, even with Dan Balsman, we used to have these like crazy challenges. We had one challenge. It was called the Biggest Loser. Remember who can lose the most weight?
Yeah, I remember the show.
So they did it with like all the trainers. And there was like a lot of money up to whoever won. Everyone put in a couple bucks. I don't even know if I should say this, but everyone put in a couple bucks. And they had to like, I think it was January. It was from September to like January. And we're going to see who can lose the most weight. Guys were like this, like some of the, like, medical guys, some of the coaching staff were like just not eating, living in the sauna. Like it was, when it got down to like the nitty gritty, guys lost, I think, 50 pounds in 4 months. Like they just, ooh, it was, there was, I never saw it, but there was a guy, like he was trying to pack some stuff up and he like passed out because he hasn't ate. But like, it was like, so they did all this. And then September, I think it was January, whatever. I think it was as soon as we came back from, Christmas break, we go in the room and we were all around and they'd come in with their shirts off and the guys would be like, there'd be a scale in the middle of the dressing room and we would just have like a weigh off, you know, and who lost the most weight. But these guys, like the guys that were kind of chubby and like overweight by 20 pounds were coming in shredded. Like they never ate bread. They never ate nothing. You'd see them on the plane just eating plain chicken. Like it was,
like chicken and rice. And
but
broccoli.
It was like so fun because it took your mind off some of the pressure, some of like the boring day to day. Because again, you play 82 games, you're there, it gets monotonous all the time. But when you have these little fun games, like it's like, oh, I can't wait to see this guy tomorrow morning, you know? And that's what made it fun. And that's what championship teams do. They make it fun to go to the rink every day. And that's what those old guys like Billy Guerin, like Pascal, like all these guys, they made it fun to go to the rink every day.
You brought up the 82 games thing and how long the season can be. The NHL, they're going to push it to 84, I believe, starting next season. And they're going to shorten up the preseason a little bit. We've seen that happen in other sports. The NFL does it, you know, every handful of years. But, I mean, how do you feel about that as a former player? Like, oh, now these guys have to lock it in for even two more games. But that sounds easy to people who have never played the sport, a lot easier than actually having to do it.
Yeah, I honestly think if they keep raising the game, the product of the game is going to go down, right? It's not sustainable to play every second night. If you're just not feeling it, you know, like when you think of other sport. You're banged up, your groins are sore, your back, you're getting hit. When you go back to back to back, and then, you know, sometimes you play like a 5-3, you know, so you play back to back, then you off, play off, like it's a lot. And then you add travel. Like that's why sometimes when you watch the NHL games, it's like watching paint dry because these guys are just like, it's just another game almost, you know, and there's just too many. I think if they turn it down to like, say, six, I think 62 would be a great number because there's enough games where you get maybe 2 days in between. I think you're going to get more people watching, and I think you're going to get every game's going to mean a little bit more than it was, and that's what makes a good product. When you think of like the Steelers, like, I look forward to Sundays sitting down and watching because that game means a lot. Every game means a lot. And like now with hockey, it's just like now that I'm out of it, I'm like, yeah, there's way too many games. Like it's seems like they're on every time. And like, but that's what makes hockey players like one of the hardest, I think the hardest sport to be good at because of how many games and how competitive is It's interesting. But again, if they go to 84, I don't care. When we're watching, you know, the preseason, Florida and Carolina, I don't, Florida, they won't have one of their starters play in preseason, which they shouldn't, right? But like, why? You know, why are you having six I would have exhibitions with guys that are maybe not, like, that are on the chopping block, right? The bottom three and four lines, the bottom five, six, so they have a chance to get beat out by the young guys coming in, you know, and getting them ready, because usually the third and fourth line guys, they don't play that much. You know, they play under 10 minutes, but the preparation, everything sucks. But again, I think 82 and with six preseason, I don't care. Take preseason away.
And yeah. I brought up to you before we started, because you mentioned how the Panthers, you know, in the midst of a back-to-back Stanley Cup run, probably aren't playing anybody that saw the ice in any of those key games. How was it handled for you guys the year after you won the Cup in 09? And then I know you weren't with the team when they went back-to-back in 16 and 17, but I can't imagine those preseasons were super high intensity.
No, like, so when you end, you know, our last game, we won June 9th. You know, you're still in hockey mode right till end of June.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Right? Like, you're still feeling pretty good. Like, you play so much. And I didn't take too much time off, but in 2 months, I always thought, I came back September 1st, I never lost too much at all. Like, I felt so good in training camp because I was like, we just ended 2 months ago. Like, I never lost it that much compared to, like, when I was in San Jose, I was off for 4 months, You know, you do lose a step in 4 months. You do lose that time. You do lose that hockey shape. So I think, like, during those 09, like, times, and even when they go back-to-back, and you'll start seeing it more, like, the teams that have a legit chance of winning, I think their stars are going to start taking more time off. Like, if they get a little tweak groin, there's no pushing through it anymore. I think they're going to be like, no, sit for 2 weeks, come back. We'll try to hold it down. We're just trying to make playoffs. We need you the first game of playoffs. You know, that's just what I see. Like, it just, there's too many games, right? And when you play, when you add that extra 25 games in playoffs, like, they're playing 100 games in a year. That's insane. And you can see with Tkachuk, right? They waited till pretty much August 15th to get surgery, right? That's kind of weird. It's like, dude, you knew he was hurt. He should have had it in June and come back in November. But they're like, they waited, and, you know, they do all this BS where it's like, no, we're not sure. And then August 15th, they're like, no, he needs it. It's like, dude, well, you weren't doing anything for the last 2 months. But I think that's part of resting the star players until they need them in that back half, where it's like after Christmas is like when, like, they say big boy hockey and you need your guys to show up.
And that goes along with the whole thing with them extending the season. Even though it's only by two games, it's still two more regular season games. And we've seen in other sports with long seasons. I mean, mm-hmm. the NBA, it's a very similar structured schedule
right.
to the NHL. You know,
right.
they play a very similar amount of games. They play 82. We'll see if the NBA moves it up at all. But we've seen there, like, load management is what they call it, where
yeah.
star players will just sit out some games here and there because, oh, we are, you know, mm-hmm. very, very easily, like, in a playoff spot right now. I really don't need to play this game. We yeah. just played a game last night. Do mm-hmm. you think that is something we'll see a lot more of now?
100%. I think as the, like, ownership, the staff, they're going to start looking at their players more closely. Even if a guy looks tired and looks like beaten down a little bit, I think they'll be like, hey, just say you have a pulled groin. You know, I know it's going to be hard for players, but that's where it's coming to. And, like, you know, you say it's compared to basketball. Like, when you think, like, you know, now that I'm out of hockey, I look at the contracts of basketball, football, and then I go to hockey, and I feel like the wear and tear in hockey is way more than those other sports. And we're the worst paid athletes, pro athletes there is. You know, that's kind of the frustrating part, because it's like, you know, some of those guys are making $40 million a year.
I do want to ask you about that, because the cap will go up a little bit. And Kirill Kaprizov, I hope I said that guy's name correctly. I know he's one of the best players in the league, but, you know, some of the names can be a little bit difficult.
Oh, yeah.
He rejected a deal that would have made him the highest paid player in league history. It was over $16 million.
It's insane.
And I don't know if that's just because, okay, he doesn't like playing in Minnesota. Like, that could be one thing, but to be somebody that gets offered more money than any player in league history and say no, that's pretty wild to me. Like, I didn't think that would be something that we would see in the NHL anytime soon. Like, okay, if he gets offered something that is a true lowball amount, then yeah, we see that happen in all sports. But to be the highest paid guy and say no?
Especially, like, if you think of our listeners, like, how many people out there really know who this guy is? Right? Like, he doesn't have, like, he's got a good name, but is he a top 10 player in the league? I don't have him in my top 10, and he's asking for that much. Like, when you say McDavid on the radio, like, everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
You say Crosby, you know, you say
I mean, everybody knows
Kucherov,
Ovechkin when you bring his name
Ovi,
up, even though he's
that what's his name? The guy in Minnesota, who's the guy you're talking about that just
Kaprizov.
Kaprizov.
Yeah.
Not too many guys, and yeah, he's a great player. But this might be a little strategy too. I think his agent's pumping it up like, oh, you know, I think it's part of that business move, like, no, he's turning this down. So hopefully someone comes out of the woodworks and, hey, we'll give you 18 right now. I think he's taking that all day long. You know, I think there's a lot of games these agents are playing to get their client the most money possible, because there is no way he should be the highest paid athlete or hockey player ever. That's again, was he top 10 in points last year? No. Is he pretty much everything Minnesota has? Pretty much, but they haven't made playoffs. Well, they've made playoffs, but they haven't really made any noise in playoffs. And it usually goes down to your stars.
Tyler Kennedy with us for the entire 10 o'clock hour. He is with us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Well, speaking of those contracts and the salaries, how lucky have the Penguins been that Sidney Crosby is so superstitious and the guy won't take a penny more than $8.7 million per year? He should have been the guy like this. Yeah. Taking 16 plus, being the highest paid player in league history.
Yeah, and when you see around the league, not too many other stars are doing it, right? He was the first guy pretty much ever to do it, right? Because he wanted to win.
Yeah, I mean, very few people in sports have ever done it. Like, Tom Brady would take some pay cuts here and there. His wife at the time was also a model that made more money than him.
Right. Yeah, Sid's one of those guys, like a McDavid, that can ask whatever they want and get it, right? Maybe not for their team, but, and then you start thinking of the person and what means the most to him. And you got it. Like, when you think of the three cups, I think that's a big reason why they won three cups, because they had the space and salary cap. They had the guys taking less. Like, I don't know. I don't think I can do that. You know, just because I know the business too well, and like, I never knew when I was gonna like have another contract. But
right.
Again, that is putting the team in front of you, and no one does that. And that's when you think of that guy that's going for top dollar, and you think of McDavid. Half the reason why the Oilers aren't winning the Stanley Cup is because their top three are making all the money, and they have no room to spend on the bottom two lines and the goalie, right? And you got to hope your young guys making under $1 million are going to be lights out and push those bottom lines. And that usually doesn't happen.
The Penguins have had their big three for a long time. Is this for sure the last ride for Evgeny Malkin? Because then it comes out last week, you said, well, I wouldn't mind playing one more year.
Yeah.
But... Where do you come down on that in terms of the Penguins overall? I mean, I know that you have a special relationship with Gino. You got to play with the guy, you won a Stanley Cup with him. Would it be the right move if they said, okay, Gino, we'll tack on one more year?
Business-wise, it all depends how he does this year and how he feels. Like, if he has the same year he had last year, it's in tough territory, right? If he has a worse year, we obviously know what the decision is. If he has a good year, it's going to be tough for the Penguins organization, because I do think we do need to start thinking about the future. We do need to change. We've got to turn the page on those guys. And not saying we have to like get rid of Sid or any of those guys, but we have to start thinking about the future. And we can't let Evgeny Malkin eat up power play time, eat up ice time, when once he leaves, then you don't have guys getting any reps and are in the NHL, getting the field, trying to become an established player. Like, it, I think Kyle Dubas has a plan moving forward. I just don't know after this year if Evgeny Malkin is part of it, because he needs to think about the logo and the business and the ownership, not so much about guys that won before. And that's the business, right? You can't have that allegiance to players, because it's a business, and you got to run it like a business. And that means making hard decisions.
Yeah. And you can tell me if you think differently, but I don't think it hurts Gino's legacy in Pittsburgh at all. If he played a year somewhere else in the NHL, if he went to the KHL to finish up his career, I mean, I am not going to think less of a guy who won three Stanley Cups, who was a Conn Smythe winner in 2009, who was, you know, one of the best Robins to Sidney Crosby's Batman in league history. And I think he's probably that fourth head on the Penguins' Mount Rushmore. Right. I'm not going to think less of that if he goes and plays a season in, I don't know, if he goes to Minnesota,
anywhere,
if he goes to Vegas, if he goes to Russia. Like, I don't care. He can go do that.
Yeah, I think Geno's the most underrated hockey player maybe to ever play. When you look at what he does, the way he can play his, again, you hear Max Talbot talk about, for talent-wise, Malkin was more talented than Sid. Obviously, they're different players, but I don't think it would hurt him either. I think let him do what he wants. He's gained enough respect, and he deserves to do what he wants. You know, if he wants to play, you got to let him play. If he wants to go somewhere else, you got to let him play somewhere else. Again, he's had enough of a career that he gets to make his choices, and he'll never, like, look at Marc-Andre Fleury. I think Malkin's had a better career in Pittsburgh than Flower.
No doubt.
And Flower is getting a sold-out barn at an exhibition game against Columbus, who let's hope they bring their, you know, their B team so the Penguins throttle them on Saturday, you know. But I don't think it'll hurt them at all. I think the people in Pittsburgh get what he's done for the city, what he's done for that team. People really understand that because we've had a really, really good run with him in those top three.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Tanuta, get out of here. Go get your camera or something. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football in for Pomp and Joe. And Austin wanted Ben to put a cutout of Tate McRae in the third camera well, so that's all well and good. I hope Chris Hoke enjoys that when he comes in about 20 minutes from now. You can listen to Pomp and Joe every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. About 20 more minutes with Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin Stanley Cup champion. TK, Dan Muse entering year one. What should the expectation be for this guy? I mean, I feel like it's a little bit unfair to have it anywhere above like the bottom floor of the hotel because the roster we know won't be very good, and he's at least at the NHL level, you know, he hasn't had experience as a head coach.
Honestly, I'm not even going by wins and losses. I'm going by how the team competes, right? How do they show up every day? Are they going to, even if they don't win, but they compete like crazy, that's what I'm going to hope he brings out. I hope he gets that young blood, that fresh new face of the coaching staff to get the older guys just a fresh feel. Right? Like when a guy like that comes in and you read some of the statements of the guys they bring in, they're trying to bring as much energy to practice as possible. And that's to motivate the older guys, to motivate everyone that, hey, we got to work hard here. We need to get to work and we need to bring a certain style of compete to every game to at least give us a chance. But for expectations for him, I think it's going to be his challenge this year is going to be dialing guys in, right? Like trying to reel in the Carlsons from making less mistakes. You can probably add Letang to that. You know, Tanger's obviously a lot better and a little bit more responsible. Trying to get the last squeeze out of Evgeny Malkin. Stuff like that, I think a guy like Muse, that's a big part of his job this year. So that's what I'm expecting.
A question from our guy, Charlie Borges, who is the man that let you in this morning, a massive hockey fan. He's from New Jersey, so he's a Devils fan at heart. But he said, ask TK about Tristan Braz, 22-year-old. He was a 2021 second round pick by the Penguins. Could they have something here? Like, they don't have much youth, and they don't have many youthful playmakers either. Mm-hmm. So could this kid actually bring something to the table?
Yeah, I think this training camp, there's more spots to be taken than any other time. And when a guy comes up and he's scoring goals, he's opening eyes, I think he's got a shot. I think that's what makes having a team that didn't make playoffs last year, that's what makes training camp exciting, because you hear Kyle Dubas, like every spots, he's given the younger guys an opportunity to beat the older guys out. And when you see the guy that Braz, the way he scored that goal, like that was an NHL shot. That was a goal scorer shot. And one thing the Penguins struggled at last year was putting points on the board, outscoring teams. And if you got a young guy that is going to score like that, he's got a great chance. I like the energy this kid has. I love his shot. I think he's really going to compete with McGroarty, Kovanen. Like, all three of those guys are going to have, like, there's about 5-6 prospects that are all fighting for two jobs, which is great. And not saying it's just those six guys. I think you could probably throw in Kevin Hayes in there, right? Like, there's some veteran guys that don't have a secure spot. And I think Kyle Dubas probably had a pretty honest conversation, because if I'm Kyle Dubas and I got these veteran guys coming in and I'm trying to get the team back on track, I'm telling those older guys, hey, you better come in shape and be ready to keep your spot, because right now there's guys willing to try to take your spot. So it's great seeing some guys have some success in training camp in making Kyle Dubas, Muse, have some tough decisions. When you have tough decisions, that means your team's going to be okay.
We know that the Penguins' goals this year might be a little bit different. And I don't mean goals like actually in-game goals. I mean long-term type goals. And there's even some hopes that, hey, Gavin McKenna, he's playing a year at Penn State. Maybe the Penguins will get lucky for the third time in about 40 years. They'll get that lottery ticket to take him first overall. Given what they are seemingly shooting for and how to go through the stages here of this rebuild, do you like how the Penguins roster is constructed? You brought up a handful of young guys who could be getting a lot of ice time, could be pushing out some veterans who will likely be dealt at the deadline or just outright cut loose. Do you like how the team is being put together here?
Yeah, I think it's anyone's spot. I think it's anyone's opportunity to take a job. And I know we're only two games in. Usually the first two games are kind of giving everyone an opportunity to play, getting everyone a little bit of a, to get their, everyone can get their feet wet in an NHL game against NHL, pretty much prospects and a couple NHL players. What's really going to tell the story is those last two games when you start having those, the big dogs play. Then you start kind of seeing where the lines are playing out. Who do they like more? Like, they'll probably play half the guys, half the prospects that have a legit shot of making the team the second last game, and then the other half the last game. And I think that's where they're really going to see who's going to take that, the last couple spots.
In terms of goaltender, do you still like Tristan Jarry in the long run? How would you like to see things work out there?
I think it just like it's on Tristan Jarry to get better every year. And I think it all depends how he takes his ups and downs. But when you add the guy from Vancouver, I think the guy from Vancouver, from what I'm hearing, what's the guy in Vancouver? City Limits, who's the guy in Vancouver, the new goalie they picked up? So he, from what I'm hearing, he's the guy that really wants to take the starting position. He's got a swagger to him. He is acting like it's his net.
Is it Solovs? Is that what you call his last
name? Archers. Yeah. I still can't pronounce his last name.
That's why I didn't
properly.
Want to say
Solovs. No, it's... I'll look it up and make sure.
Yeah, I think it is. But I heard he's got a swagger, and I think this is. I think he knows it's a big opportunity to be a starter in the NHL, and I think that's going to help Tristan Jarry, because when there's competitiveness for any job, you're going to get the most out of you're going to get the best out of everyone. So when I played, I had to bring my best because our fourth line was so good, and that third line right winger Craig Adams, like. He was always rock solid with what he did. And I always knew he was, you know, the right winger was always nipping at my heels, just like I was trying to nip at the second line right winger's heels. So having that camaraderie, having that competitiveness, I think it'll bring the best out of Tristan Jarry because he does have the skill. He's shown that he has the skill. He has the skill to be a starting goaltender. It's between his years. And if he does figure that out, again, that's his net. But with this new guy coming in, I'm hearing really good things about him. So it's another dogfight back there, because then you start thinking about the young guy that played in Wheeling part time, and then he was up in Wilkes, Mirashov. Like I heard, he's nothing to, you know, fall asleep on. Like he's gonna have a little bit of a sniff. He's gonna have a chance to show what he can do. So that's good. That I love that competitiveness. I love that, hey, I got to bring the best or I'm going to lose my job.
Archers Shelovs is the correct pronunciation.
Arthur?
Is Arthur?
Archers. Archers.
There's no H Shelov.
That's going to be a fun one to pronounce all year.
Yes.
50-minute mark on the Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. A few more minutes here with Tyler Kennedy, former Penguin. TK, the Penguins will play in Sweden this year, a couple of games against the Nashville Predators on November 14th and then November 16th over in Stockholm. You guys played an international set to open a season at one point. What are those trips like? Does it throw off the rhythm at all of a schedule? And do you think it's more difficult that they are going over there about a month into the season instead of just starting out there?
I think it does throw them off a little bit going over there a month into the year. Like, I don't know why they don't start over there. Maybe it's, they probably did the analytics on like what gets the most views and what breaks it up. But I loved it. I just felt like you're with the team and you become so much closer. It's just a new environment. It's just a lot of fun to go there and play there. And I think we went to Sweden. I think we went out 5 nights in a row, but that's what made it such a close team. We went out every night, and we had a pretty good team. But I think that'll be huge. You know, I'm watching the Steelers, right, playing in Ireland. You see all their alumni over there trying to build a game, and I love that. I think that's so good for the sport. I think it's so good for the Steelers to see that. Because like when I see Brett Kiesel over there enjoying and growing the game of football, that's how you grow the game, with the alumni, with the guys that have been there, going there and being out in the community. And that's how you get more fans to follow you. So it's fun. I think the Penguins will really enjoy it going over there. I think it'll make them closer as a team. I'm just not sure. Well, I definitely know it's going to throw them off for a couple weeks after, though.
And Sidney Crosby, he's not going anywhere, right? We can put those things to bed.
Well, I think he did when he came out and said, hey, this is where I want to be, enough of this, this and that. But I think things can change. And when his agent said that, people are always going to come back to it throughout the whole year because his agent said that. But for right now, I think he did put it to sleep. But let's see how the beginning of the year goes.
You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7TheFan. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. TK, this was fun, man. I haven't had an opportunity to do this. I listen all the time on Thursdays, usually when I'm on my way into the office, but this was awesome. So thanks for coming in, hanging out for an hour.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Oh, you think you're going to know who this is? Who's
Hokie?
Hokie. What are the chances Hokie knows who this is?
I'm going low on this. I'm going low that Hokie knows who
I agree.
The cutout is.
I don't
now,
think.
If you brought his son Lincoln in here, he would know.
Well, he might know through Lincoln. Lincoln might have shared, hey, there's this new artist that I listen to.
Yeah, that's where I think he has a chance.
Are you familiar with the music?
Yeah, I know her because of the NHL. She was the singer at the NHL All-Star Game. Right?
She was behind the bench as one of the celebrity captains. Remember Sid? Remember that iconic picture of Tate McRae and Sid on the bench? You've never seen that, Donnie?
No, I don't think. Or I didn't realize that. That it was her
throwing your number on a puck if she's behind the bench. Right?
I'm sure that probably happened.
Yeah,
someone.
Guaranteed.
I'm going on 30, but I might as well be going on 60 with some of the people that you and Tanuta bring up. Like, you guys aren't that much younger than me, but you'll throw around names of people and idea.
There's even some things that go over my head that Ben brings up.
I think he's going to know who she is. I'm going to go against the grain. I think he's going to know who she
is. Oh, okay.
Well, so Hokie actually has to join on video today. So he won't be able to stop in studio, but we'll put the video stream up for Hokie to be able to see if he knows.
Oh, I'll be listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home. True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.